Welcome to the Bra Detection Hotline. I'm here with the usual Mikey, and this time it's just me here.
Yeah, everyone else has died.
Or more of, we're recording this at 10 in the morning because I can't fucking f fix my sleep schedule.
Yeah, and whose problem is that?
Yours.
Bruh. Yesterday, we both agreed after three. I texted you early in the morning and you said you had no sleep, so I'm like, okay, get your sleep right now and at three I'll call you or whatever. I called you about like two times, texted you like 70 times, and then at six he goes, "Yo." And now
It's
we're
actually at
recording today.
seven.
Oh, great. But yeah, so it's just like the old times.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start off with a very, very recent issue. If you've been living under a rock for like the past three days,
Ding, ding, ding. Police like killing black people again.
yeah, and the fact that we have to say again is kind of fucking stupid.
This whole thing was big a while ago, in case you were born fucking yesterday. There was like a big movement called Black Lives Matter, if you've never heard of it. And it changed a few things. It slowed down a little. But now it's starting up again, and police just fucking love killing black people.
Yeah, and just the way this guy named George Floyd, the way he died was just fucking brutal, man.
We have these cops on top of him, knee on the neck. I didn't watch the video. I don't like seeing that kind of stuff.
Well, I did watch it, and I'll just explain it and try not to disgust anyone. Basically, there was these like four cops. Three of them were like standing and watching everyone, and one of them had the man in handcuffs, detained already, had him put like on the ground, and the one of the white cops, he had his whole knee pressed against his neck while George Floyd continuously
Said,
yelled
I can't
that he
breathe.
couldn't breathe. And like it's hurting me and whatever. And he died right there. Like in broad daylight where everyone could see. And like it's just sad because it's not like all cops are like that. I'm not
And
saying that there's
obviously there's people that go into that job to protect people and help people. That's it's a noble job. But the issue is we have these fucking psychopaths going into the field and using it to do whatever the fuck they like and be able to get away with it easier.
Yeah, the guy didn't get arrested till like yesterday, and
And
this shit happened.
he's been like, isn't it like fucking manslaughter? Like,
It's manslaughter and third degree murder. I don't know what the difference of degrees in, like
I
degrees.
actually did some research on this earlier. So first degree is planned murder. Second degree is like murder, but it
That's
wasn't planned out. Like it just kind of happened.
accidental.
No. Accidental goes to manslaughter, and third degree is like really complicated. I couldn't understand it.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like not all cops are bad, but like it's one of those things where like the bad like shines over the good.
I think what's needed is more like extensive background checking before you entrust somebody, and more training before
Yeah.
you entrust somebody with protecting and making the choice on if somebody deserves to live or not. Like,
And it shouldn't be up to them. Like they're not a job, like a
exactly. They're not
judge.
the judge. They're not
Like
the fucking court. They shouldn't, like,
Continue.
Yeah, they're not the court. You leave that stuff to like the judges and the prosecutors and the defense. Like those are the people that are supposed to decide.
Yeah, like, and plus, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm obviously not a cop, but I'm pretty sure you don't learn that in training, where you have to, like, have your knee over someone's neck,
Yeah, of course you don't.
especially when they're detained already. Like,
When
once they're
they're
detained.
detained, you're supposed to like back off a little bit and chill out because they're detained.
Yeah, like, once they're detained, the cop's job is over. Like, they don't have to, like, keep going with it. Like, they're detained. They're good to, like, go. Like, you can talk or whatever. You don't have to fucking kill the man right there. And the reason they did that was because he allegedly forged a check.
Yeah, allegedly, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, forgery. This man didn't kill anyone. This dude didn't rob anything. He
He didn't commit like a terror attack.
allegedly signed a different name, which is what forgery is.
It's really stupid. Like most cops, I guarantee you, are amazing and and just treat everyone the same. But then there's these fucking cops that just shoot you like in an instant if you're a man of color. And I know we have like made jokes, but like those are jokes. We're not seriously about like, oh, a cop will shoot you if like blah 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 this.
Yeah.
So like
Is probably one
it's
of the
just
first
bad.
episodes we've got extremely serious about a topic like this, but
Yeah. It's a serious topic, that's why.
yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say.
And one of the things that like kind of annoys me, but like I could see why people wouldn't do this, if because obviously there's video like recordings of what happened, and if I was right there, and I know people would be like, oh, you're just saying that because you want to say it, but like if I was right there, I would, if I'm seeing this man having his life taken away, I don't care who the fuck it is. I'm gonna run up and push the officer down because he's literally taking the guy's life. He's like, it's like he's Thanos or something. Like, who says he's the one to decide who lives and
Exactly.
dies?
That's not their decision.
Like, yeah, I could have gotten in trouble or whatever, but this man would have gotten his life taken away, and I would have rather hit like saved his life than and get in trouble than just watch him die. And like obviously there's probably people there of color as well that were scared, and like maybe that could have happened to them, but like
I
it's
think that
like,
the issue is there's a general fear of police and because they have weapons that can kill you, you know?
yeah. I think that's with like, I mean, obviously the cops do have like weapons and shit, but like for one, like one of the things I do every time I go into a store, I try my best not to act suspicious at all. Like, 'cause I feel like if I just like walk in there, it's suspicious. Like, you ever have those moments where you walk into a store and then walk out without buying anything, and you're like, fuck, maybe they think I stole something. I didn't steal anything, but I think they think I stole something.
I've had those moments. And
Yeah.
you don't want to head back to your house and have the fucking police waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people don't want trouble with the cops. It's like it's universal. People don't like trouble with authority.
Yeah, because like,
It's authority. You don't want to mess with them.
yeah.
It becomes such an issue when that authority has bias, and it should just be there needs to be more care that goes into making these types of decisions to like put somebody in into a position like that. And what do we know? We're kids, but I mean, I think
Yeah.
that something that's important is Another like somewhat important thing that isn't discussed a lot, but I feel I need to bring it up now that I just said that. Youth's opinion is like generally ignored.
Yeah, because
But
people think we're dumb, so.
the thing is, youth is the future for everything. And I feel like what was I saying? So like youth is what is gonna be running the world eventually, right? They're the new generation. If you don't have the youth like taken into consideration when decisions are made, we have a world that's left behind for the people that have to control it that they aren't happy with, you know? And I feel like that's what causes more corruption in systems like big systems. And I feel like that could be solved by giving youth a little more say in things.
Yeah, and it's like this has been happening for more than like 100, 200 years, except like it's definitely gotten a bit better, but it's we're just like not there yet, and like we haven't seen like a good amount of change where someone of color can go out without being like feared of dying today by a cop.
Yeah, since people of color were given rights, they've had to fear. They've had to fear authority, and I feel like that's something that should definitely, like, racial bias is something that's so easily gotten rid of. Just by not teaching it and continuing it. But I mean, of course, it's harder than it sounds, I guess. I mean,
Yeah. And one of the other crazy things is like this probably happens on a daily basis and it's just like not recorded. So like what happened to George Floyd, like that's probably like just the tip of the iceberg. Like it doesn't happen every like one or two months. This
The
probably
cases of these things happening are larger. I mean, since killings are always like a big deal, they're always recorded and reported on. Not like recorded with a video, but like it's written down, you
Yeah.
know? But there's definitely issues with like beatings, that kind of thing. Like people are put on the ground and beaten. Like it's I recently saw like a 14-year-old teen black girl get like pinned by a cop, and like she got the living shit beaten out of her when she wasn't resisting at
Yeah,
all.
dude.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw it. I literally like saw it yesterday too. Yeah, the world right now, or not just the world, like America and like in general is like falling to like its last pieces. Yeah. And like the things that are happening like right now in like Minneapolis, where like buildings are being burnt down. I do get why they're doing it. Like they're just trying to like show their anger. But I kind of feel like it's a bit like
It is.
overreacting.
Here's something. I heard this. I'm not sure if it's true, but I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it was undercover cops that started the fires. I'll have to do more research
Who knows?
for that, but like the undercover cops got caught and shit.
Oh, I did. I did see like a video of some guy who was supposedly like a cop, but he was like wearing like a what's it called? Like a gas mask, and he was like walking around breaking the windows of an AutoZone. like just like
Because
with like a
the
hammer.
protests were peaceful at first, but everybody was getting like tear gassed and shit.
Yeah. Dude, a CNN reporter got arrested and like he literally did nothing wrong. They went up to talk to the police officers and like asked them like where they could stand, and they stood where they said they could, and then like they got surrounded by a bunch of like state patrol or
The fact that
whatever,
we're back at the
and then
point
like
of arresting fucking reporters, like, it's like
yeah,
everything's
like
going fucking backwards.
yeah. And like there was another video of a like the CNN reporter was like a man of color, but like there was another report where like this white woman like reporting the news as well, like she was moving to like a different location, and like on the other side of the street there was like state patrol or cops or whatever, and they like walk up to her and start like shooting her with like rubber balls or
Yeah,
whatever.
the rubber band guns. I haven't
Yeah.
felt one of those, but I'm pretty sure that would hurt like hell.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, the world's just falling to pieces.
And all at the
This
same
is
time, this is when
definitely like
people are supposed to be coming together because of terrible stuff that's happening in the world.
yeah. And like you don't really see this in any part of the world. It's mostly like in
Yeah, you ever
America.
see this kind of shit happening in Canada?
Dude,
Let's
Canada's
be honest,
peaceful,
what the
man.
fuck is even going on in Canada? Has anyone even heard anything from them?
I know.
Like,
Dude, I feel like nothing's happened in Canada. That's why it, like I don't know why, but I feel like it's better than America. I don't see the
I don't know. Fucking.
I'm pretty sure like they don't have like gun rights. I think that's like one of the only things that's like restricted. I think you can like only earn a crowbar, like have a crowbar or something. I don't know. But like just
And I
Canada
know
seems so
people
peaceful.
in Canada who hunt, so there's guns there, but like I'm pretty sure the laws are a lot stricter on them. And then
Yeah.
like, you know, in fucking Japan, you can get guns, but like they're so rare that police don't carry guns. Like,
America's just fucked.
in my opinion, all you got to do is strengthen those laws a little bit, make sure that the people are like mentally stable.
But see, it's like you could do that, but then there's gonna be like people like the white Americans that are gonna like protest and shit. Did you hear like about like the people like protesting
With
about
guns,
like the pandemic saying it isn't
with
real?
guns at the White House, was that the thing?
No, like this was probably back in like March or April, but like there was people like in Texas literally like walking down the streets, like not like staying 6 feet
Of
apart.
course it was fucking Texas, dude.
There's always gonna be those people that don't agree with shit, and that's what like really sometimes brings the world down.
My
It's
opinion,
mostly
though,
that
I
we
think
like don't
this
agree with it.
pandemic has like the shutdown of everything has been overdone. I think that it's time for stuff to reopen
Oh
because
yeah.
we're at this point where we're at this point where the curve has been flattened. Hospitals won't be overwhelmed anymore because less people are infected. We've gotten past the point of the curve. So there's not much point in keeping everything shut down. I don't understand why it's still going on. I mean, I'm not a fucking
Yeah.
health professional, but
Yeah. It's like one of those things where the media like hypes it up a lot, but you never know. Like we don't know anything about this, like COVID-19 shit. There's probably like so much more in depth to it, and we're just here being stupid, but yeah. It's like It's like one of those things, like it's we just have to like start agreeing with shit instead of like arguing
with every single thing.
Yeah, because we don't like advance on it. Like we just we're sitting here arguing over dumb shit, and we fight over it, and like nothing happens. Like nothing gets done.
Going to that subject, the gender wars. Like, you know, like the fucking extremists on both sides, like extreme meninists, extreme feminists, like going around saying kill all men, kill all women. That shit just keeps it in a spiral, you know? Like, what's really going on is common people are going against common people for issues that have nothing to do with people of the same stature of them. Like if you want to fix stuff, it goes to the people in power, not just everyday people.
It's one of those things. Like how are you helping like with anything like right now? If you're like arguing like about, oh, there's 72 genders. Oh, there's only 10 genders.
You're arguing about that kind of thing, and it never gets anywhere because there's no agreement, and it's not going to any of the people in power. It's just like two kids arguing over Twitter, you know?
Yeah, and like, it's like, just what's the point? Like, why are you just arguing? Like, okay, sure, you could think that, and you can think that. Who the fuck cares? No one has to hear your whole fucking argument over, oh, I identify as a toaster. I identify as a piece of grass. Like, no one has to fucking hear that. It is that's what annoys me about people.
I think that if you want to get an opinion through, you can go ahead and do it. But if you want things to change, it doesn't matter if you're talking to. It doesn't matter how much you yell about it on like a social media platform, because it's not going to be received by anybody that can do anything. And yeah, I think that's all I really have to say on that topic.
Yeah. Like overall, what happened to George Floyd and what happens to any person is it's just disgusting.
And I think that another issue is that cops are punished so lightly for these types of things.
Yeah.
Like anybody can go and get a job as a cop. It doesn't require a college degree. It requires a little bit of training and some physical fitness, right? And they check your mental state. People can get through that, and mental states can deteriorate. People can get traumatized and end up blaming it on a certain race or something, because that's just how people are.
Yeah.
And they'll do something terrible, it will just be let go of because they're in a position like being a police officer. And the fact that people are just like let loose because they're a police officer despite them committing a crime, it's dumb as hell. And people should be punished equally. And that goes for everything. Regardless of color, stature, wealth, gender, race, whatever the fuck, political beliefs, occupation, all of that, everybody should be punished equally.
Yeah, and like it's just really hard to believe that man just yesterday got arrested, and that was
after all of these, all of this protesting and rioting.
Yeah, like people like went to his house, and like there had to be cops like there defending them. Like he should have been arrested.
Absolutely.
It's so fucking stupid.
See, if that thing happened, but it wasn't a police officer in that situation, they would be arrested, charged with first or second degree murder.
And put on
life sentence. Exactly. But it's a fucking police officer. So No, it's A-okay. And same goes for his fucking buddies that sat there while he did that and did nothing to stop it.
That's why I feel like someone should have stood up and just ran and like pushed the
And then
officer
they would
down.
have been arrested for police violence. Maybe they're white and wealthy though, and then they don't get arrested.
It's like one of those things where like you can literally imagine how that scenario would play out. If it was a white man who tackled that police officer, it would have been like, "Hey,
Well,
stay back,
it
stay
depends. It
back." But
depends.
if it was a
Let's say it was like a homeless or poor white man with like raggedy clothes, man would have been shot.
Oh yeah. And but if it was like a rich man, white man, like the guy would have been
That would have been.
like
Oh,
said, "Hey
I'm
man,
so sorry.
please
You're
calm
right.
down." But if it was a man of color, that guy would have also been
And like
tackled and
arrested for.
like
Yeah,
assault or something.
assault to a police officer.
But like I feel like I would rather save that man's life than just like stand there and watch.
And that's the issue with so many people. People can't bring themselves to stand up for other people, and it's an issue that drives so many other issues. People need to be able to see that something bad's happening to somebody, something unfair, and stand up for it. People need to have their own, people need to like find their own like justice and morals, you know? And they need to like do what they can to push that forward because that's what drives the world, you know?
And like obviously I could say that. Like I
Yeah,
could say
anybody can say
anything.
that.
Like
Anybody can say that they would go and do something.
you could talk the talk, but like if I was there in that scenario, obviously, like I wouldn't immediately, like in a snap, go over there and like push the man. I obviously
And
would be hesitant
my
and like.
scenario, I think that I would start off by like after I see that things are going bad, like I'd yell, "Hey, he can't breathe. Stop." And if he doesn't, then I don't know what I'm gonna do because here's the thing: fully grown adult police officer, I'm a skinny 15-year-old kid, you know? Like, then again, I have a little power, you know?
You have your
Don't have
nails.
long nails anymore. That was like 7th grade. I've had short nails for like
What a
2 years
shame.
now.
Oh. Yeah.
And
But
plus, I scratched that motherfucker. I'm about to get tased and die.
it's like obviously ever since that happened to George, like people have had enough. Said they don't care. It's like, and also like you can't. I feel like if you like stand there and like yell at the officer and just cuss him out and like try to like mentally like hurt him, like, "Oh, you fucking prick," or something like that. I feel like no matter what, that's not gonna work. Like
There's gotta be
it's
some kind
just
of physical
like
force
you can
to
see it. Yeah, like you can see it, like. When people are like protesting and shit, and there's like a wall of police officers, and you can hear everybody like cuss them out and like mentally like hurt them, but like it doesn't affect them for
Yeah.
shit.
Look at
Like I don't know who you have to be. Like if you have to be a 5-year-old kid to like cuss out an
I think
officer
that what's
who's
I think
like an
that
old
what's
grown
needed
man.
was somebody like that was a police officer to say, "Hey, that's enough." But that didn't happen.
Yeah. And they just
And like,
stood there
"Oh,
and like
this is fine."
stupid. The world is a crazy place.
And the thing is, people like us, our opinions still don't matter. Like I said, youth doesn't have any control over the world. It's all left to the generation right now, specifically that took everything for themselves and told everyone else to fuck off, pretty much.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, if you think about it, like, this whole, like, race thing probably would have never happened if something, like in, like, the past changed. Like, I don't know where humans, like, started from, if it was from Africa
Humans started
or
from
wherever.
Africa, yeah.
But let's say no one left Africa. We would have all been, like,
mm-hmm.
the same race. So, like, if just one thing changed,
you know,
that's
think,
where we are
I
now.
Think
but, like, if
what,
that thing didn't change.
What could have made it is worldwide language and religion. If everyone spoke the same language and believed the same thing, there wouldn't really be any root for discrimination based on color, because everybody would have similar stances on everything, you know? And they'd speak the same language, they'd understand each other. But then again, I don't know what the roots of racism are, how that stuff started, you know?
Well,
yeah, slavery. But I mean, the roots
yeah.
of slavery, what made people decide that specifically people that weren't, that didn't look the exact same as them, were less human.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, humans always want to seek some sort
yeah.
of power.
And then again, humans also have
like,
pattern seeking minds, I guess, that can root to racism, maybe, because they're used to seeing everybody being white or something, and then they go to Africa and that's not what they see, and they're like, ooh, not human, must make them do my work
yeah.
for me.
Make do bidding. Yeah. And obviously our condolences and like go out to George, his family, and his friends, and like may he rest in peace.
He'll be able to rest in peace once that fucking cop gets put in jail.
Yeah, this whole conversation would have never happened, and the fact that it had to happen to like so we could talk about it it's annoying.
The whole system
yeah.
is like made in a way that protects anybody that wants to do something evil if they're in a position of power.
Yeah. Like this whole thing could have had a whole different outcome. And unfortunately, it didn't.
We can still change what's to come if everybody tries, and if everyone can surpass the violence that's currently going on, the rioting, and bring stuff like to a civil conclusion and get the attention of like bring the attention of the people in power that aren't just like the common people will riot, you know?
Yeah, it's like it doesn't seem to be working because
nothing's changing, you know?
Like, yeah, like this has been happening for like so many years, and there's still like no change,
exactly.
like at all. But yeah, it is what it is. It's sad that it is what it is. And hopefully change comes and hopefully America or whatever gets better. And yeah,
I think that the change will come when first up the new generation gets access to voting, which is happening slowly. And second up when the new generation gets access to places in power. But the thing is, you know, you can't classify a whole generation as good, which I never said, but there's obviously it can't be said that our generation will fix everything, but I think that like reception from the people that are new and less biased because they have less experience, less people to tell them to have certain bias. I feel like opinions coming from the more clean youth would help the world. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what would fix stuff.
This is whole.
I mean, it would be nice if the government could listen to the people more.
Yeah. Like, because it's like one of those things, like, if it doesn't change, like now, it probably never will. It probably will, though. But, like, this has been going on for, like, way too long.
And if there's going to be a change, it should be sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Like, this like reminds me a bit of the game Detroit.
Oh, I've played it.
You've watched it, right? Or have you played it? Yeah. If we're like doing this like to ourselves as humans, could you imagine robots?
When robots turn up, like AI robots, I really want to know how that will turn out.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't even be a protest. It'd probably
just be worse. We always think about robots way too more on us.
Probably not to that extent.
What if robots started fighting each other?
Huh?
Like, fuck you, I'm a higher model.
I mean, it's like they have their own.
But think about it though. Like higher models will come out. They'll look at the other ones like pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come after me with that fucking weak processing power.
Oh, what's that? You can't blink yet?
Imagine not having more human functions.
Imagine not having a robotic
loser.
Loser. What a loser. But yeah, we'll try to get off this whole police race problem. Hopefully it changes
again. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it'll change for the better.
Yeah. But let's
get off this topic. I'm gonna get on to something else.
Let's just talk about
Sometimes bugs have like the drive of a crazy motherfucker. Like, listen, man, there was this like mosquito hawk thing, a big ass mosquito hawk on my wall. I was like, man, there's one way to solve this. So I whipped out my Nerf gun. One hit. That shit is still standing. Two hits. That shit is still standing. Three hits. Half of that motherfucker comes off. I'm like, where'd that bitch go? And I find it and I'm like, okay, I grab a tissue. I start moving it. That motherfucker starts moving. I'm like, yo, do you need another bullet? Like, this dude took 3-point blanks from my Nerf gun and didn't die. Like,
I like how we literally just get off like this.
And then I talk about my brutally killing a bug.
Yeah, obviously we're joking. We don't condone police brutality. If you're right and, here and you after listening
talking
all
about
of that,
shooting a bug with a Nerf gun is somehow condoning police brutality. I hate to break it to you, but you're fucking stupid. Hey man, maybe I need to advocate for bug rights though. Maybe I shouldn't have shot that dude. Poor.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, if there was like a bug in my room, like a mosquito or something, and I had a Nerf gun, dude, that'd be so fun. Like just like dodging, like trying to shoot it down. I'd like to be playing against like a fucking bot, like a
Glitched AI that got
AI or
really
something.
small.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
Health.
how's quarantine going for you? Oh, let's talk a bit about the
Oh
about
yeah,
Wednesday, the park.
that.
So for people who have listened or who haven't listened to our previous episode, we all, me, Jesse, and Cody went to a park and decided to record it.
Yeah, it was hellish.
And oh boy.
Was
It was
so fun.
actually pretty fun, not gonna lie. Like, I hurt my penis.
I nearly got arrested.
there was one time where like it was like in like close into the beginning, where Jesse decides to play some police noise, like sound effects, and I jokingly say, "Oh no, Cody got tased." And he does this high-pitched scream, like really loud, and Jesse books it towards the street. You've like crossed the street, like you were committed to running, like for so
Bro, I
long.
don't know where I got all that
What
stamina
kept you
from. I
going?
haven't like moved in 2 months.
Yeah, that was really fast, and I just like I, it happens. Cody screams. I like look to my right and you're just running and running and running. I'm on the floor dying of laughter. I keep looking up, like picking up my head, and I just see you keep going. Yeah. That whole day in general was
Yeah,
fun.
absolutely.
And then, oh my God. And then when Cody broke off the
Was
soap thing.
there. Oh, I was
And
there for
threw it
that.
into the sink.
That was after we stopped recording.
Yeah.
That was the desperate search for water,
Yeah.
and then Boomer Lady was like, "Hey."
I feel like I felt like an
It,
interaction with
yeah,
her was
it
like
was like
coming up.
it was like a timed NPC reaction.
Yeah. Because basically, Cody was desperate for water. And we were at the park
Was
for
like
like
83
2 hours,
degrees.
and Cody just wanted water. We went to the baseball field across, we went to the bathrooms, and he didn't want to drink for the sink, but he just wanted water. And at some point we make it to the baseball field and like to the bathroom stalls or whatever, and outside they have this sink. And Cody tries to turn it on, but no water comes out. There was this lady across from us, like just like sitting there
Yeah,
for no
I don't know what
reason,
she was doing
actually.
though.
Like
Like I
she,
said,
I didn't see
NPC.
her,
She
like.
like.
Yeah, so then Cody like gets angry, and there's like this little thing of soap where like you could press it down and it gives you soap right at the sink. And he lifts it up and he takes it off, and then he's like, "God damn it." And it's a metal sink. So he then like throws it into the sink and it just makes this loud noise. And we start laughing. And then this lady just goes, "Hey, can you not do that or
It was
whatever?"
can you find it was
And
can you find somewhere else to have a tantrum?
like, why did she care? Like she's like not even sitting on the grass. She's sitting behind the like pitcher
It's whatever,
shit.
we're being loud kids.
And like
But then she's like, you can go
yeah.
walk to the library and go be annoying there. And I'm like, okay, NPC.
I think it was you or Cody who like
Was me. That was
desperately
me.
wanted to say okay boomer or something like that. Yeah. Like, obviously we may or may not have been a bit
I
disrespectful
hate
by
old
doing
people.
that.
I hate old people.
But like,
I hate old people.
We're teenagers.
Yeah.
Wait, you hate old people? Oh, sorry. I just thought I heard something else.
The fuck did you think you hear? What?
I don't know. I just didn't understand what you said the first time. Cool. So that's all that really happened.
And at the party. I'm also exhausted, so I think that's going to be all for this podcast. We're going to cut it short by like 10 minutes. So, yeah. So thank you for listening to the Blood Detection Hotline Serious Episode Edition.
Thank you.
Next time, we'll probably have a few more people on. We'll see if we can get a podcast with all four of us. That would be crazy. We might even bring in a guest. I'd be Wonko. That'd be Wonko Bonko, honest. I have a question. Is Deontay and Cody been on a podcast together? I haven't listened to any of them.
Yeah, they have. They have been on like one.
What did they like? Did they have like? Was there racial tension in there? We should get us all together and then maybe get a guest, and that'd be a fun episode. I have a person in mind.
Yeah, it's someone messaged me.
My idea in mind is either Dr. Drew or starting with E, ending with T. With an L in there.
Elephant. Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. Elephant.
Elephant. Okay. So.
All right. Yeah. To the Blood Detection Hotline.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you download Anchor. Oh yeah. Make sure you share this shit show of a podcast, and we'll see you another day.
Oh yeah.
Week or something.
Oh yeah.